What's up, babe? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. So it's Friday. We're going to buzz through this really fast because I have a sweet little girl waiting for me to take her up to snuggle off into dreamland. I got off work super late, which was great. I had a fantastic night. Anyway, so it's super late. I've got puppy dog eyes just looking at me like, can we go cuddle? So I know what you're struggling with, babe. I know that you're trying to concentrate on other shit. You're trying to get your mind focused. You're trying to get back on track with shit. And your mind keeps wandering off to something completely unrelated. Nine times out of 10, the thoughts that you're having are super fucking negative. Okay. So not only are you being distracted, but these thoughts are destructive and it's not helping you. Okay. Literally, your mind is a terrible thing to waste. And if you can't manage your thoughts, okay, you can't get them to quiet up or to exchange them for positive things, you are not using your brain to your advantage. How different could your life be if you could get rid of the negative thoughts, okay? You have to maintain space between yourself and your thoughts. It's important to remember that you do not have to engage with them. Not every thought you have is something that you have to act on or let yourself have an emotional connection to, okay? You don't focus on every person that you walk by. You just don't. You don't focus on every tree that you drive by. You don't focus on every car that you pass. There are different things, people, landmarks, there's different things that will get your attention. And that's great if you're choosing with your awareness, but these things are just passing through and you're not pursuing them. The same thing can happen with your thoughts. You just allow them to pass you by. Thoughts are just something, you guys, that we experience. You are not your thoughts. What you are the thoughts that you lock onto, engage with, act on, take, you know, put an emotional connection to when you start doing things that are giving life to this thought. If something in your mind does not serve a purpose in your life, ignore it. What is the point in dwelling on bullshit? Okay. And it is your brain's natural job to produce random thoughts. And the thoughts that you experience say little about you. It's the nature of your brain to produce thoughts. It's always going to give you something to think about. And sometimes the thoughts, they are useful. Most of the time, they're frivolous. And sometimes they can be disturbing. I know, random thoughts that come in our heads, and I won't traumatize you guys with the random thoughts that I have, but understand them for what they are and then move on. I literally sometimes laugh at how entertaining my thoughts can be because they are so fucking random. And I think that is a really fucking weird thing to think. You know, I don't make it something that defines who I am or has anything to do with me whatsoever. It is a random thought. Okay. I think it's super important to quiet your mind, which is actually setting the intention of not having anything going on in your brain. Okay. It's like meditating. You get the random restless nature out of your mind. You focus on your breathing. Okay. You stop randomly thinking about things. You start thinking about nothing. And when I focus on my breathing, meditation for me is definitely just a way where I can connect with God, where I'm just with him, feeling him, embracing everything that he is, like all of this energy, just everything in the planet. I think about, you know, the different things in nature. I stop thinking about the fact like, okay, I'm ready to eat breakfast or I want my cup of tea. The kids are going to wake up soon. I'm not thinking of any of that. I'm literally just focused. And when I start to lose my train of thought, if I go off the rails on something, I literally hum. I just hum because you can't think anything if you're humming, and you can try that right now because I'm not wrong. Okay. But you get to focus your attention on a thought of your choosing. You could think about anything you choose to think about. You want to think about cruising in a spaceship with some aliens? Think about it. You want to think about eating a chocolate chip cookie? Maybe you want to think about what you need to accomplish today. You get to choose this. And when you're experiencing an unhelpful thought, you can decide to think about something more useful. You have to recognize that you have the power to direct your thinking however you choose, okay? And you've got to apply some logic in this space, okay? Poor thinking leads to poor decision making. When your thoughts are leading you on the crazy train, you put your logical mind to good use and you ask yourself, what would a sensible person do in the situation? What is a logical, intelligent decision for your circumstances? What would you tell your friend to do, okay? Literally every time you ask yourself a question, yourself feels like it needs to respond, and it will in its time, whether it's something fast or it just kind of needs to, you know, percolate on it, whatever that is, you have to just consider what is the right thing here and you find your answer. What would you tell your friend to do? Are negative or distracting thoughts getting in your way on a regular basis? Because you're not alone. Our brains want to stay active. Our brains love us. They are thriving, growing, not frozen in the ice ages like they would have you think otherwise. It wants to stay active and it's going to wander from one idea to the next if you don't take control of it. I am a ridiculously committed daydreamer. Like all day, you talk to me all day. I have daydreams playing on in the background about random shit. Okay. But the key is to focus your attention on what you intend and avoid getting too involved with the randomness. You just allow the thoughts to pass. Okay. You don't have to let these intrusive thoughts overcome you. Okay. You are not your thoughts. You don't want to take this serious. Like, think about it as entertainment. And you get to choose every single day. That's why you're having this human experience. That's why, as you're passing things by, you start taking notes of the things you love, the things you don't love, what you like, what you don't like. You start taking notes. And the more things that you respond to on an energetic level where you connect that emotion, the more your brain is going to bring that stuff to you. Everything magnetizes to you. If you are constantly in an awareness of noticing negative things, your thoughts are going to continue to be negative and you're going to draw in more of that negative. The more you start to focus on the beauty, like if every single day you wake up and you challenge yourself to find, you know, hearts out in nature, all the shapes of a heart, you're going to start seeing all the shapes of a heart. I mean, have you guys ever been through that experience of like you're looking for a new car and all of a sudden the car that you're looking for, you see it everywhere? You feel like you've never seen one before driving on the road in your town. And then all of a sudden you want to buy one and everybody has the same car. Everything magnetizes to you. And the same is with these thoughts when we start connecting them to the emotion. There's no real life to them until we connect them to that emotion. Okay. And people wonder, like, what is a trigger? A trigger is because we get into a situation where a thought feels familiar and all of a sudden it pulls up that emotion that you had. Because if you're in an experience where, you know, something traumatic happened and your brain starts going off the rails, you're going to find all the things that look the same as that other situation, right? Like we start shaping things. Your brain literally shapes your reality as you go. And so you start to, you know, your heart starts racing and you get into that fight or flight and you're like, here I am again. And you're triggered and your emotions are off the rails. And like, really, you're not even in that same situation, but your brain just produced this whole, you know, theatrical experience for you. And that happens. That happens when we start to get ourselves stressed out and when we are just imagining the worst of things happening. Okay. So I want you to ask yourself, of what I'm thinking about now, does it have to do with my current present reality, or am I freaking out about situations that could possibly happen in the future that I have no fucking clue about? Okay. Because we run that shit through our brain all the time and it's exhausting. It's the same way if you wake up in the morning and the first thing you're going to do is think about all the things you have to do and you're looking at it in a negative light, you feel weighed down. I still catch myself doing this where I'm like, God, I'm just sitting here thinking of all the things, but if I would have just got up and did it, that shit would have been done. That's what happens. We just go off the rails with our thoughts. Your thoughts do not define you. Okay. You've got to just become aware and you have to just continually practice bringing yourself into that awareness and even questioning yourself. Because, like, when you're on autopilot, you're not even aware of how many thoughts you're having in your head. You just are not aware of that. Start bringing it into your awareness, because if they're not positive thoughts, I promise they're not helping you. Okay. Not even just necessarily the fact that thoughts are very distracting, but the fact they can debilitate you. They're going to hold you back. They're going to dull your shine. It's like if someone's in your head every day telling you're ugly and you're stupid, you're an idiot, this is ridiculous, you start to believe that. And so if that's you telling yourself and you've heard it so much that you can't even hear that voice talking to you like that anymore, you've just kind of ingrained it. You've kind of brought it to your reality. So just bring it into an awareness. I think journaling helps me a lot as well, especially if I have a constant thought that I think of all the time. If there's something I'm dwelling on, I write it down and then I rewrite it. Like, how can I reshape this so that it's something that, you know, my brain is going to comprehend as something that we're trying to replace, that we want to bring, that's going to bring a positive experience for us. So, yeah, that's it for today. I'm going to go snuggle my baby. You guys have an incredible weekend. I will be back next week. I'll be recording until my kids get home from college, and that's when I will officially take the break. Yeah, that's it. That's my plan right now. I'm just trying to communicate openly for you guys to let you know. Relationship class does start. This is the last episode you're going to hear me talk about that, other than bragging about how fucking awesome it is, because it is the greatest. I'm very fucking excited. Even the pre-training, you guys, you got well worth your little minimum $99 investment. Okay. In fact, beyond, literally. So people are already getting their returns on their investments with the fire that is in the group. So if you want in, act fast, okay? Monday, if you're going to get in, that's cool, but you're probably going to miss the first live, which is cool. You can watch it on the replay, but I'm just telling you, like, it's funner to be in the moment, like on the live, present, just feeling that energy. It's valuable. It's valuable. It helps to show up, okay? Replays matter, but I don't think it's as cool as that initial experience. But all right, bitches, I love you. Have a great weekend. Bye.